I was at Cranberry Festival in Bala, which brings in a lot of tourist dollars for Bala. It's just a small community in the Muskokas, and it's on Lake Muskoka. And it's a beautiful place. So I went to the Cranberry Festival, and we came around this corner, and there was this beautiful waterfall. I couldn't believe I've lived in Ontario all my life and knew nothing about Bala Falls. And the woman I was with said, yeah, we'll take a good long look, because apparently it's going, because they're going to open a hydro project there. We're joined by Mitchell Schneer, who is with SaveTheBalaFalls.com, to tell us all about it. Mitchell, give us the short history of this project.
Very good, and thank you for the opportunity. 12 years ago, the Ontario government decided they didn't want to spend money or risk trying to develop hydroelectric generating station projects, so they gave an opportunity to a private developer. And for 12 years, he's been trying to pursue this, but they have not yet figured out the public safety angle.
When I was up at Cranberry Festival, you come across what should be a beautiful vista where you can look out on, I believe it's the Moon River. And that's where the power plant is going to go. But this company that's setting up the hydro plant has put this, I guess it's like a scrim, like a big screen showing what the project will look like. And a bunch of hipsters taking photos of themselves like it's going to be a real tourist attraction and really trying to sell it. And it also is covering some of the work that they're doing. I guess they've started to, you know, grade the area where they'll begin the project. But tell us a little bit about your concerns with the project and how kind of some of the what they're selling, it's actually not as accurate as it looks as with regards to that screen that I saw.
Those graphics they've put up are as deceptive as everything the proponent's been doing for 12 years. The problem is it would be unprecedented. The MNR, the Ministry of Natural Resources, and the proponent have never built a generating station in the middle of an in-water recreational area. It's never been done. It's never been done safely. A station less than one-tenth the size nearby caused the drowning of a 16-year-old boy in 2008. So we want them to say, how would you do this safely? They refuse to show how they would do it safely.
And what are the safety concerns?
Hydroelectric generating stations can be a great source of power. However, they're extremely dangerous to anybody in the water upstream and downstream. The turbulent water that comes out of a hydroelectric generating station can drown people, and so it did in 2008 at a station less than one-tenth the size, just 40 kilometers away. We're not making this stuff up. It really is dangerous.
And when you think about that, you know, when I was standing on where they're going to build the project, I'm looking and, you know, there are people's houses that back on to that area of the river where the project would flow out. And I'm probably not using the correct terminology, but where the water would come rushing out. And there's, you know, little docks there. And it looks quite idyllic. And it's you know, you have the rough water from the waterfalls, but, you know, everybody's aware where they start and where they end and are fully aware of the currents that would occur near the waterfall. But apparently they wouldn't be able to warn people when this hydro project starts that they're going to have some serious undercurrents, correct?
The problem is not only are there private docks nearby, not only are the only public docks on the Moon River nearby, but the shoreline, Bala is for everybody. Anybody can drive to Bala, park for free, bring a picnic lunch for free, rent a canoe, go fishing. But the only publicly accessible shoreline would be made too dangerous by this proposed project, and the proponent hasn't shown how they could possibly warn people. In fact, what their plans are now would be deceptive. They would have a safety boom, but the water would be dangerous outside of the safety boom.
You guys have been trying to stop this for 12 years. How much of the community is behind you?
Surveys show 85% of the community are against this proposed project.
Yet the province isn't listening.
The province isn't listening. The province won't even ask the proponent to show how could you ever do this safely. We're just saying don't give any approvals until you could show how you would do it safely. The proponent and the province refused to say or even ask how it could be done safely. They just won't answer the question.
So wind could shut down this project and stop it right now.
She doesn't even have to cancel it. She has to simply not give any more approvals. The proponent doesn't have all the approvals they need.
How can they start a project if they don't have the approvals?
Because all they're doing now is what's called pre-construction work. They're jumping the gun and they're saying, well, we'd have to build an upstream cofferdam to prevent the water from getting into the construction site. So, okay, we'll build the upstream cofferdam. They don't have permission to actually build the thing yet.
Visually, you know, it is going to do some harm to these waterfalls. They show that there won't be any, you know, in the artist's rendering, there won't be any difference in the waterfall. What is it going to look like after something like this goes in?
That's the problem. The artist rendering is a complete lie. It's a fabrication. The fact is the proposed generating station would take 94% of the water away from both of the Bala Falls. Literally truckloads of people, busloads of people come to Bala to see the falls. And the Niagara River, by international agreement, half the water has to go over the Niagara Falls because they realize it's important for tourism, but they won't do this for Bala.
That seems incredible to me, and I was shocked at how absolutely beautiful and large those falls are, and that I was unaware of them. What is the economic impact going to be like if something like this happens? Did you guys figure out, a dollar value or anything like that?
We asked. We asked the proponent to do an economic impact study, and they did. Except the proponent didn't ask about any of the negative impacts, so they came back and said, good news, it would have a positive benefit. You know, they'll sell a couple of sandwiches to construction workers, but they haven't looked at what happens when the busloads of people don't come. It's a tourist town. Everything that goes on there depends on tourists, and if there's nothing to bring people to Bala, if it's dangerous to come to Bala, it ruins that. And we had a peer-reviewed study showing the economic impact study was a complete farce, and yet the government accepted it.
If the government, if something goes through, if this goes through, this project, and someone drowns, is the government on the hook for that?
It's very complicated. The end result, for example, the unfortunate drowning that happened before, the family pursued insurance companies, the generating station for years, and then eventually they just had to get on with their future and gave up. It would just be a sad thing. And no, the government simply says it would be the proponent's responsibility to figure out how to operate it safely. The government just sloughs off the responsibility. What if it can't be done safely? You should figure that out up front. You don't figure out a car is going to need safety belts after you deliver it to somebody. We're just saying figure out in advance. Maybe there would be design changes needed. Maybe it couldn't be done safely. Maybe the safety plan is unworkable. You got to figure that out now.
What's the environmental impact of something like this going in?
The environmental impact, there would be many environmental impacts. And the bizarre thing that we found is that the Ministry of the Environment cancels projects in ridings held by Liberals, as we've seen for the Thunder Bay wind turbine project, for the Mississauga and Oakville gas-fired generating station projects. However, they approve projects where the local riding is held by a progressive conservative, which is the case that in Almont, Ontario, the case in South River, north of Huntsville, and the case in Bala. And it sure looks like political overwhelms the environmental concerns.
So are you suggesting they're saying let the conservatives wear this mess?
They're abusing the public who have conservatives representing them.
Wow. Now, what can be done? I mean, you said that the Wynn government could stop this and we wouldn't have to pay for this. So what do you recommend people do? Because I know that you have a Twitter presence. I know that you've probably, you have a website, savebalafalls.com. What can people do if they want to try and stop this project?
Ask your MPP to require the proponent, the Ministry of the Environment, to provide a safety plan before any further approvals are released.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in, Mitchell. You've come all the way down here, so clearly it's an important thing to you. And I mean, I've only been to Bala once, and it was this past weekend, and I think it would be a shame for us as a province to lose these absolutely gorgeous falls because of, something that hasn't been correctly worked out. And also to make an area dangerous for, our enjoyment is not something I'd support either. I really appreciate being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
If you want to find out more about this project, go to savethebalafalls.com.